translated by Gwen Jones, performed by the Prairie Choir, directed by Barb Park, and accompanied by Carl Wacker.
Excuse me.
Good morning, everyone. You're joining us on a very special day, and I am not talking about the parish meeting, and I'll explain why in a minute. Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Whether you're connecting via Zoom or here in person, we are one community today, united in love and purpose. And the reason that this is a very special day is because this is the birthday of Rosemary Dorney, who is
19.
I understand there is a cake afterwards. Thank you. Thank you to Barbara Chatterton. My name is Ken Skoog, and my pronouns are he, him, and his. I've been a member of Prairie since, I think it was 1985, when our second child was born. And I've served in a number of roles over the years. I'm currently the president of Prairie. We welcome you. We know you come here for different reasons, to find community, to seek your spiritual or personal truths, to question, to nurture your heart and soul, to be nurtured, to explore new ideas, to find comfort, or perhaps to find the answers to some of your bigger questions. We welcome you. We know you come from different places, different religions, different beliefs, and different backgrounds. We hope that you will find comfort, connection, challenge, and love here. We hope you will find ways to provide outreach to others in our congregation, in our local community, and in our world community. So we'll be having our parish meeting after a brief service. If this is your first time here, you've chosen a very unique week because this is not a typical service. So if we have any guests, please bear with us and enjoy the program. The majority of our time will be spent in the parish meeting. So to lead us in to provide our chalice lighting this morning, we have Barb Chatterton.
As the first hint of green begins to peek through the barren ground, as that little sprig grows into a healthy stem, as that stem grows into a stalk and forms a bud, as that bud slowly opens with each new day to form a new daffodil, let us be like that first hint of green, renewed by the warmth of sun's rays, and ready to emerge with a new energy, ready to face the day. We light this chalice to bring a glimmer of that warmth to our space.
Thank you, Barbara. So we have a few announcements. Today, after our parish meeting, Just Bakery will have baked goods for sale. Please take advantage of purchasing a treat and supporting Just Bakery. They won't be at Prairie again until this coming fall. Next Sunday, Prairie member Robin Proud is giving a presentation about Frances Dana Gage and how she brought her progressive ideals to the Midwest in the 19th century. Prairie is eligible to send 3 delegates to the UUA General Assembly, which is taking place June 18th through the 22nd in Baltimore. And it will be both in addition to being Baltimore, it will also be online, so you can attend online as well. If you are interested in serving as a delegate, Prairie can provide 3 delegates, either in person or virtually, please let me know. Prairie does have some funds to provide the registration if you are willing to be a delegate. There are more announcements in the order of service and in the news of the week email. So I'll now call the parish meeting to order. And since we're being recorded, if you are speaking at any point during the parish meeting, please wait for the microphone to come to you so you'll be recorded as well. When we take votes, the votes will be in 2 parts. We'll vote here in the room, and then we'll also be voting online, and John Wunderland is going to be showing a poll to people online. So it'll take a few moments after we voted in the room for John to do the polling of the people that are with us by Zoom. So our first item of business is to have a finance update by Chris Unger. So John, will you bring up the presentation for Chris? Oh, back up one other procedural matter. Do we have a quorum? Do we have 30 people?
We do. A quorum.
We do have a quorum. Excellent. Okay. That'll come after the Finance Committee report. It's just the order of the agenda. Everything is going to be shown on the screen. The agenda is...
Hold on. No one can hear you. Yep.
Agenda is in the order of service, and all other materials will be presented on the screen.
Chris Unger, he, him, his. The state of financial, Prairie's finances is very good. Not that it's visible yet. So we have a very large financial reserve. Good, almost summary. Yeah. So our reserves are $375,000 as of, I think, March 31st. I think they're a little bit higher now because we tend to get the pledges in early and the expenses come throughout the rest of the year. So our reserves are very good. That we're basically tracking our expenses. We tend to run a little bit high on income and low on expenses. But roughly, I believe this year we will hit what we projected. We did say that we would use some reserves this year to fund growth. Basically, RE expenses have gone up. Oh, here we go. All right. So as I was saying, bank account was $375,000, which does include the $50,000 generous Laux family gift, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. It's invested in CDs and money market funds. One of the CDs has matured, so it's a little bit lower here, but Chris and I will reinvest that in CDs. So about $135,000 in CDs, and the rest is money market except for $10,000 just to cover monthly expenses. So like I said, pledges received for last year was $145,000. And this year we are using up to $18,000 of reserves. So we received for 2024, the pledges were $140,000. We received 138 versus 140. So we're very good at getting the pledges that we were promised. We don't know what this year, because again, they trickle in through the year, but we're very confident that we will receive the vast majority of the $145,000 of pledges. So, and the other thing is that there's expect to have $27,000 expense for the RE flooring. There has been some leakages there, which renders the space unsafe. And part of that will be funded through the Laux family gift. We'll talk about that again in a little bit. So any thoughts about the financial summary? Yeah, Patty.
Hold on, if you want to talk at all, you have to raise a hand for a mic or you have to come up to here because no one on Zoom can hear you. So I'll be running around. I'm getting my steps in today.
Good. I just had a question about the financials.
Yeah.
And one of them was I wondered under repairs and maintenance, because I have like the statement in front of me here on that was sent to me. And so we've spent almost our budget in repairs and maintenance, and I was wondering what that is.
That's because we made the down payment on the RE repairs down there. So that was kind of the unplanned extra expense. So that will be covered partly by the reallocation of Laux family gift. It's a one time in 40 or 50 years expense. But good catch. Yes, there's a reason it's running a little bit high. All right. Thank you.
May I have a motion to approve the finance report? Orange.
Okay, we have to, yep, say
orange,
the names.
Orange for moved. Second. Rosemary, second. Okay. All those in favor of approving the finance report? Any opposed? Do you want to take a poll on Zoom?
Yes.
Approved. Okay, thank you. So now, I would like a motion to approve the November 2024 parish meeting minutes, which were sent out to everyone prior to the meeting. May I have a motion to approve those minutes? ably serving as secretary. Susan Hare Hoyman, who has been a trustee. Heidi Hughes has been the chair of the nominating committee. So I'd like to thank all of these folks. So the next item of business is to receive the report of the Financial Reserves Committee. As you recall, at the November Parish meeting, there was a vote to establish a Financial Reserves Committee to review what might be done in terms of management for our financial reserves. And this committee has met, and they are now bringing us their report. And Chris Unger will give that report.
So I'd like to thank the team that's listed there, you know, Chris Porter, Gary Gates, Eileen Nettleton, and Molly that participated. So the problem statement was we have a large set of reserves, like you saw, $375,000 versus the $180,000 annual budget. So we have like two times our annual budget in reserves. And Gary Gates was often, why do we have so much? Plus we had the $50,000 gift from the Lauck family. So the board asked us to figure out how are we managing our reserves appropriately. The proposal you see in the meeting minutes here is to create three funds, a reserve fund, capital reserve, a bequest and principles reserve fund, and a contingency reserve fund. So we'll go through all that, but that's what we're going to vote on. We're not going to necessarily vote on exactly how we manage those. That will be in November. We first wanted to agree on the terminology, and then we'll come back with specifics. So next page. There we go. Yeah. So this is the kind of visual of what those three funds would be. So on the far left here, the asset reserve fund. This is actually something that was in the bylaws. So Marie Andre commented on like, well, the bylaws have some of this in here. And so one of the things we will do for November is reconcile this recommendation with the bylaws. But there are several large expenses that happen every so often. The roof, you know, the repair down there, even things like carpeting. And so you want to manage these occasional expenses. And right now what we have in the budget is $15,000 for repairs, which kind of was about the right number, but it wasn't managed necessarily very explicitly to the board. So this reserve fund here would be managing our long-term infrequent expenses. I started this with Randy 3 years ago. I worked on it again with John Gernant. We have a list of about 15 things that are large, carpets, roofs, sidewalk repair. Roughly that, if you think about it, like a roof maybe costs, I don't know, $50,000 and lasts 30 years. You should be reserving $1,500 every year, so it's not a surprise. If you look through all of our assets and how old they are, we probably have used up, in some sense, $100,000 of their useful life. So, and about every year, we should be reserving about $10,000 to cover the occasional expenses, which is about right. We have budgeted about $15,000, which is what Patty was talking about. Hey, $15,000 of repairs. So we guessed about right in the past. Because there will be some random like water heaters. You want a little bit more than that 10,000. So that's what this left-hand side is. In the middle here, it's the reaction to the Lauck's gift, which we can talk about separately. But it's designated gifts that may have some guidance, may not, but they are to be spent for things that encourage the principles of Prairie. And I'll talk about that in the next page. And then on the far right, it's everything else. Now, there's kind of two subcategories of everything else. You always want to have like a rainy day fund. And typical guidance is like 3 to 6 months. So we were a little conservative and we said 6 months. Our average expenses per year is $180,000. So you should never spend that other thing down below $90,000. You should always keep 6 months of cash around to be able to cover unexpected shortfalls of income or extra expenses. Which then leaves truly everything else, like $80,000. And so Gary has often come to me like, why do we have $80,000 without a purpose? Shouldn't we be spending it? Aren't we trying to make a difference in the world? So this lets the board really decide each of these three or four categories, are we spending it correctly? So that's really what we're saying is just define these terms, define these categories of the reserved earnings, reserved income, so the board can make, and the congregation can make strategic decisions. Any questions on this page before I get into the middle column? Yeah.
Just a point of order on your slide. I don't think you mean 12/31/2025.
Yeah, nope.
As
you're
of.
Right. Yeah.
You can correct that going forward. Thank you.
I believe that was 24. Yes. Because it's 375. Yeah, so that was last December. So it's 24. Yep. All right, then to Eileen's point at the bottom, in terms of investments, there has been some debate, and we may revisit this in the future, but we wanted to be very conservative. And so, as you saw in my summary before, we are investing this in CDs and money market funds. So the CDs give you a little bit higher return, but they commit you to a longer time. But they are insured, they're guaranteed, there's no risk, really, really, really tiny, small, of losing any money. So that was our proposal, is basically have a very conservative financial investment strategy. So next page. A little bit offline. Okay. The bequest and principles fund. Right now we're starting it with the $50,000 Laux gift. We could move money in there if we chose to. Support initiatives go beyond normal programs. And if people want to dig in, there is a page in the appendix. We can go some ideas we've had. I like Gary's comment about have a bias towards action. This should not be held in the future. If we have this money, we should try to spend it to make a difference today. Secondly, try to go green. Support things that help the environment. And then the second thing is provide ongoing support to organizations working to encourage non-discrimination or to help the homeless. So when there is any doubt, we would use those things as a general guide, plus the Prairie Principles. So the team that volunteered to do this was almost the finance committee. So we had our last meeting, we invited Suzanne to this meeting, which was basically completing the finance committee, and Eileen Nettleton was an interested congregation member. So it was an example of the kind of team we would want to discuss. Basically, finance committee plus anybody who cares. We said, gee, what might we do? And so we went through here, and we started like in the middle, because we didn't have proposals. We met and we discussed, and we said things like, well, could we support nature walks at the retreat, thank you, I'm getting senile. Could we potentially get a naturalist to come here and do nature walks around here? Could we potentially improve the landscaping, increase as RE grows, there might be a limited area here, could we extend the fence over and create more space for the kids? Again, letting them experience and enjoy nature more. And make the safe place safe. So we have this set of funnels and we realized we can't decide, because we needed to get the committee's inputs. So we will maintain a general funnel of ideas. We can publish it to the congregation. But we went to the Housing Committee, Housing and Property Committee, and the RE Committee and said, what do you think about these ideas? They liked some, they didn't like others. We will go off and get very specific proposals. So the RE Committee did like the idea of extending the RE's, the backyard fenced-in space. We'll get a quote. So we'll come back for November and we'll say, ah, okay, this is the quote. And does the board and does the congregation approve using the bequest to fund that project? So we want to do our homework of getting agreement from the committee involved that's going to spend the money, and then bringing a very specific proposal. So we've got a set of like four ideas that we're still vetting and we'll bring back in November. The other thing we wanted was like not just 1 year, we wanted like 3 or 4 years. So if we would fund a naturalist, it would be fund a naturalist for 3 to 5 years. If it's just 1 year, then we take that out of operating budget. Any questions on this? Yeah, Rosemary. Yep. We're waiting.
Never having had a whole lot, and I'm not terrific with large amounts of money. And I think I understood you to say that some things would be worked out that we would talk about in the fall meeting.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
A couple of things came to mind, and I realize we're sort of at the beginning. Mm-hmm. One of them had to do with, I think, developing criteria for when to use what, and when to step out of the fund that we had determined initially would be for something and use some of contingency or for that matter, the bequests and principles. So I guess I'm interested in what sort of triggers we will develop that might cause us to use overlapping funds. Have I said that so it makes sense?
I think we've identified a number of open questions here for the board to evaluate. For instance, the thought that we could be using some of the excess reserves beyond 6 months for other purposes. We could put that in the bequests and principals funds, for example. That's an idea the board could consider. So. It would be on the, that would be, that's its status currently, I guess. So the other matters, so there are a number of things that will occur if the proposal is approved. The board will take the detail, and this is just me speaking as the president. What I will propose to the board is we take the rest of the report and convert that in good faith and into a policy concerning how we would manage each of these elements. And there'll be some further details. The one that we'll be working on this summer particularly is this process of engaging with the committees to get their proposals for the bequests and principles fund. So we'll be fleshing out that, and Chris Porter and I have already discussed the ways that may happen. Chris has suggested, and it seems like a good idea, that we'd have the leadership forum, all the committees getting together in June to talk about how that process would work. So I have a number of ideas which I'll bring to the board about how to implement these things, but that's ongoing.
No, thanks, Ken.
One comment that I would have, again, speaking as an individual, when I've done this for like 10 years for my company, I would say keep the documentation fairly light for the first 6 to 12 months to figure it out, but just talk to people. That's why like Eileen participated. So get the people who are passionate and try it. And then write things down. So write down enough that you can get started. And as you've piloted things, then add the paperwork. So be very open. We will publish like the funnel of ideas and gather inputs regularly. And then we'll formalize.
Orange Schroeder, she, her. I'm particularly interested in this because there is a small bequest coming from Dean to Prairie. Mm-hmm. And the number one proposal about enhancing the green congregation, I think probably we will not find too much negative reaction to that. I'm concerned about number two, provide ongoing support to organizations working to encourage non-discrimination or to help the homeless.
Yep.
Because in the case of Dean's bequest, we made separate donations to social service organizations, and we wanted his money specifically to encourage the long-term sure. Viability of Prairie, possibly especially the music program. But my thought was that to finesse that a little bit to make it ongoing support to organizations that Prairie is involved with, because the way it sounds now that we might give it to United Way or, you know, many different organizations as opposed to Moses, which Prairie has a specific stake in and social action is involved in.
Sure, we could add, I think that's reasonable to consider prioritizing existing organizations. The other thing I would say is you can put some restrictions on the donation if you would like. We do say that the board should be very careful to limit the restrictions so we don't have to manage eight gifts with lots of different restrictions. But you know, reasonable restrictions like that would be absolutely, I think, appropriate for the board to accept. Yeah.
Mary Mullen, I noticed the other day, because I live close, that there was a truck here that said solar panels or something like that, and there were three of our members standing out front who had probably just met with that group, that organization. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, John Wunderlin, maybe Al Nettleton, and John Grenant. So I wondered if we were already looking into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I had asked Housing and Property Committee to, independent of the, well, associated with the fact that we have potentially have funds to do this, but also I asked them to investigate putting solar panels on Prairie's roof. And part of that has to do with the current federal circumstances. We don't know how long the 30% tax, you know, it's not a tax credit in case of us, we're a nonprofit, but 30% rebate that's currently available. So I figured now is the time to at least gather the information. nothing's been decided, but I wanted to get the information coming in. So that's why Full Spectrum Solar was here, why we're getting information from them.
So I just had a question about implementation. So I get a sense that, just from your explanation, that probably since we'll bring it back to the November meeting, that really no funds will be administered based on our proposal here, except that I'm hearing maybe the floor one, which is already in progress, and we've already put down half of it, so we have the other half to come from somewhere else.
Yeah, the floor funds the board had decided would come out of contingency. We may then come back and say, can we take it out of the capital reserve? But it was a safety issue, so the board decided that it had to be spent.
There's the other part of it.
But the other part of it, we under this proposal, we won't be really allocating or spending any money under it until maybe 2026.
We would try, again, to Ken's point, if there's urgency about solar power, we will either decide as the board or bring that back as a special. But, you know, there would have to be a special case to go faster than November. Things like expiring tax credits.
You would be consulted.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Hi, I'm Suzanne. I would like to sort of piggyback on what Orange was saying. I really feel strongly that to just focus on non-discrimination or helping the homeless is a very limited point of view, especially in the world we're living in now, where so many nonprofits are at great risk of losing their funding. And I'd like to see some sort of way that the entire congregation can be involved in choosing how that money is spent, perhaps at the time we do budgeting, and possibly actually having budget line items for particular organizations that are voted on by the congregation each year so that they can change from year to year, but we are focusing on particular organizations that members may have knowledge and experience with and activity with that they know there are particular needs.
The way that we're currently envisioning handling that is through committees. So if you have particular thoughts, I mean, you could go to social action. Social action can be one that could propose what you're proposing, and they would formalize that proposal, and that would go to the finance committee for consideration, along with the proposals that may come from any other committee. So the manner of engagement under this framework would be through the committees, and anybody who wanted to get involved with a particular committee could do that. In addition, we're also anticipating that the meetings where we consider all the ideas, the finance committees would be totally open, and anybody who wanted to come and express thoughts about which ideas they strongly support, we'd invite people to participate in that as well.
Hi, this is Dirk again. Just first an observation. So we've been involved with Prairie 20 some odd years, and I was kind of treasurer back early part of that. I forget what years, 2004, 2005, something like that. I recall quite a bit less money we had.
Yep.
And I also recall Orange over here lobbying really hard to make sure that we had at least 3 months worth of money, which never times was a little shaky. So this is quite a bit of change financially in terms of going from it's shaky to we've got a fair amount of money sitting around. So I just wanted to point that out. And then going forward, we might think about how this gets addressed, and there might be more money of the type that the Laux had, Dean's bequest coming in, and so on and so forth. So with that in mind, and I'm not really making a motion, but I'm throwing something out here. I think we might do well to have a separate group oversee this bequest and principles fund, not try to stuff it into the finance committee. It seems like a lot. And I've seen other Unitarians that did something like that. But I see more of it happening into the future, I guess. And we might want to take some time to think about how that gets addressed within our group.
Yep. But just to reinforce that, I do appreciate all the wonderful work done by prior treasurers. And that's why the board asked us. We're now in a different environment where we have a lot of reserves, and we should manage it potentially differently. To Gary's point of why are we keeping on storing up more and more money? So I'm not necessarily agreeing with Gary. It's something we should consider and have a good debate. So totally agreeing with what you said.
Molly Plunkett just chiming in on the consideration of social justice organizations and homelessness. Homelessness has been sort of a focus of the Social Action Committee for many years, and I think it's appropriate that still remain in consideration, maybe for some bigger kind of donations. Just wanted to put that out.
I see lots of hands. I'm coming around. We've got time.
Hi, this is a comment from Zoom, Sue Ellerhorst. She just said, solar panels should be installed soon after a new roof because of similar lifespans. Budget should include new roof if panels are going to be put on. And yeah, I'm not. I'm a member of H&P. I'm not exactly sure how old the current roof is. I think Randy may know. So that was comment number one. Comment number two is from me. I also agree that item number two, I would like to expand that to be not as limiting as that's currently written.
Can you repeat
that? The first one was, it's recommended that before you put solar panels on, you have a new roof. Because if you put the solar panels on and you have to replace your roof, it's really expensive then to like work around or take panels off and stuff. So that was the first one. And we don't know how old the roof. Are you looking at just this building or both buildings? Just this building. We don't know how old the the roof is of this one. That was the first one. And then John's second one was reiterating the importance of, was it the second fund, that second group, to make sure it's more wide. The
point two
is too limiting, and also reiterated having it be more open. Okay, raise hands.
Just a quick note on that, that I think that having it, I mean, it's fine to mention non-discrimination and helping the homeless because that may well always be an issue, but I think that if we said to support organizations working to encourage the UU principles or the principles which Prairie has subscribed to, including non-discrimination and helping the homeless, or focusing on that. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to mention that I know this has been a topic of discussion before about whether this should, whether there should be an endowment fund or this fund. An endowment fund, of course, you only spend the interest. And I think I was kind of in favor of an endowment fund, but I really like the way this is shaping up, where we're saying, you know, we're not going to spend 5% each year. We're going to try and make a difference now. So I applaud that.
I just want to go back to Dirk's comment, because I remember very distinctly, because I think I was the finance chair of the year, Orange said we had to have a capital fund. The other, one of the big things that's changed is we now have at least a half-time, and sometimes we've had a full-time minister. So we have a different level of staffing. It's a different time. We have inflation, which has been huge. And so we have to, when we look at how much more money there is, if you take out what inflation, since we bought our house about the time that I was president, our house went from $20,000 to $500,000. So that's a heck of a lot of inflation that people are dealing with. So count that into it. So when you look at this amount of money versus when we were working way back, you got to think about that. And you got to think about, we've added responsibility that we're paying for staffing that we did not, we had about a quarter time RE person at that time, for instance.
There's hands everywhere.
Okay. I think you had your hand for a while.
I don't know if this is Ralph, he, him. I don't know if this is considered as part of the payments that we make, but when Prairie first began, it received an $8,000 loan from First Unitarian Society, which it says would only be paid back when Prairie dissolves. But with this amount in reserve, wouldn't it be just and fair to use $8,000 to pay back that loan, a loan from First? They are not as in that reserve state. They have lost many members, and they still have difficulties meeting their budget. Is this a fair suggestion, and would it be considered as part of a way to unburden that loan? Because it's still a loan, even though we don't have to pay it back if it dissolves. But it seems to me fair to use what we have more of to help a neighboring society. They have provided space for us when we need to use the auditorium or other space at First. Just a question and suggestion.
Sure, since it's a one-time expense, it wouldn't really be part of this, it would be part of the budget. I'm fine bringing that up as the board, or if it's not urgent, then I would suggest putting it into next year's budget. But absolutely, suggestions like that are totally appropriate.
Nancy Schroffnagel, she, her. I'm agreeing with Orange in that the second guideline needs to be rewritten. One of it is to put in UU principles. And the other is to not have a limited to just non-discrimination and homelessness. Justice, baby. Yeah. And the other thing is, in terms of process, I think the committees could come to the congregation and say, we are considering giving money to these organizations, and have the congregation have a say in which organizations.
Sure.
Chris, repeat my comment. That loan from First was for this building, and
So just to add to what Ralph was saying, the loan from First was when we bought this building, and it was specifically interest-free.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to state that, as my understanding, I think the committee's understanding, that these suggestions of green congregation and organization to encourage homeless were never intended to be limiting.
Right.
They are ideas of how we might use it. So any idea is possible in the future. These are not intended to limit what we can be concerned with.
To Gary's point, they're not limiting. On the other hand, they're written down because they're general guidance. So I like this input, because we will work to these guidance, not limited by them, but they are directly correct. So we want to get them right. So our proposals are close.
Just a couple of ideas. One, I think I also support I like the way the handling of the bequests and principles fund is, as opposed to having a formal endowment committee. A lot of those endowment committees are formed because they have a big endowments from people. Prairie does not have that. We happen to have this one and another one coming, but in the past, we've had very few bequests come our way. Speaking from my experience with the Finance Committee in the last 10 years, I guess. Plus what they do is they manage a lot of investments that could be invested in the stock market and more sophisticated. And we're being simple here, so, and I like that. The other thing is too, that it would be actually kind of interesting for me, even though I've been on this finance, in Prairie's finance for the last, not now, for the last few years, but with the history of how our reserves have grown, I think, there was a time when we did struggle. We actually do still not raise enough money from pledges to cover our operating budget, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. In that, yep. So that's a current thing. And the money that we've gotten in reserves have probably come over the years partly from having more income than and expenses. And then over years it's built. But I think we got a lump sum amount also from the sale of property when we were looking at buying property over in Fitchburg. Is that correct, anybody? Yeah, so it's was a one-time amount. That's how that grew like that. And so now we're making a plan to spend, and it is possible that we'll have to monitor that, because if we decide to spend $25,000 every year on solar and then another $25,000 on the floor, that we'll just have to monitor that, and that's a charge to this committee, I think, to make sure that if we get to a point where, say, in reserves, or the contingency part, where we don't have that excess anymore, where we just have the amount to cover our budget if we don't have any pledges come in, for example, that we'll have to not spend that money that. Yeah, so.
I was only downstairs once, but I thought it'd be really nice to add a lot of sensory stuff into the playroom downstairs, tactile, lights, all kinds of things that could be done for the kids downstairs in a sensory way.
Yep.
So do you want to move?
I think so.
I should ask
if. Yep.
So.
I think we can take all of these suggestions as we move along with the process. The board will be, I think it's relatively straightforward to be implementing the capital asset fund and the contingency fund. I think the board has a pretty good idea of how we're going to move forward in doing that. All of your suggestions and advice concerning the bequests and principal fund, I think, are important. And particularly, I think we need to be particularly thoughtful about the ways of engagement. Do we need a larger committee, a different committee than finance, to be considering proposals? How do we make it transparent to everybody, allow everybody to have input and feel included? And so that'll be the challenge moving ahead there. So that'd be things that the board will be considering along with what's currently the finance committee. But thank you for all of your input. So, Nancy, are we getting close to the end of comments, in which case we can take a motion to approve the structure that Chris has described?
I'm wondering whether we can put a motion in to request that guideline 2 be rewritten.
Guideline 2B, those to me were just one, as I think Gary and Chris were indicating, those were the thoughts, the initial thoughts of the Finance Committee, a possible way of thinking about them. I don't take them as being anything binding the thinking of the process going forward.
Yeah, I agree. But we will rewrite them with the inputs. We don't have to, but we will.
Okay.
Good inputs. The reason we're listening is to improve things. Yeah. The reason we're listening is to actually make improvements. So this has come up repeatedly. We will respond. So we will make changes to 2.
So with that, I'd like to request a motion that, can we go back to the slide that has
next
the,
page.
Pardon?
Either one.
Yeah, down at the bottom here it says proposal. Actually, it's a motion. Oops, up.
I think it's at the end also.
Okay, there, okay. So rather than proposal, it's a motion. Motion, manage the Prairie Financial Reserves through the use of 3 funds, Capital Asset Reserve Fund, Bequest and Principals Reserve Fund, and the Contingency Reserve Fund. So moved.
Johanna moves, and was
and
that Nancy
seconds.
That seconds.
Okay. So actually, I could ask for more discussion, but we've actually had a lot of discussion. So I ask for a vote. Anyone not ready for a vote? Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Online?
All in favor.
Thank you. Thank you for the great discussion. Thank you to the committee for their work in bringing this to us. So the next item, we've sent out the committee reports, 11 committees provided reports of their activities, and also the minister provided her report. So now is the time for any questions concerning those reports, or any questions for the committees. And if we have representatives committees here, we'll attempt to answer any questions about those reports. I'm not seeing any, so may I ask for a motion then to approve the reports of committees. Chris? Chris moves approval of the reports. Dirk seconds. All is in favor of approving the committee reports and the ministry's reports? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Online? All in favor. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for great discussion. I appreciate everyone's thoughtful input. So the closing words are... Here, let me consult with our program assistant here.
Let's do closing words, adjourn, and then let's do joys and concerns after.
Okay,
adjourn.
So Renee and I have thought after we do closing words and adjourn, then we can do joys and concerns.
We weren't sure if this was going to be like a 2.5 hour meeting.
Right.
So we took out joys and concerns. But the kids, it's only 11. The kids are still happy watching a movie downstairs. And I did see Just Bakery setting up. So we'll have time for joys and concerns. But I think we should just adjourn the meeting before we do joys and concerns.
Okay, great. So the closing words are by Robin Gray. As we prepare to depart, we give voice to these hopes. May we know ourselves bound in community, even while we are apart. May a passion for justice burn in our lives. May we carry the light of compassion in our hearts and in our every interaction. May we be whole in our devotion to truth and always carry the lamp of peace before us. We are adjourned. Oh, move to adjourn, Johanna. I'll second. Barb seconds. All those in favor of adjourning, aye.
Aye.